You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
It was just the other day that my parents asked for help with booking a cruise they wanted to take. They both recently retired, but they'd never gone through the process of booking flights, transfers, a cruise, where do you go, which port do you go out of? So today I'm going to share with you some of the tips and tricks that I told to them, and hopefully if you're finding yourself looking to have the most smooth, luxurious travel experience, then this is the video for you. So stick around, you're not going to want to miss this. So you heard right, my parents wanted to take a cruise. In fact, I'm going on one shortly with my immediate family, the wife and kids, and they were like, you know what? The weather here, it's currently winter in upstate New York. It's freezing, it's cold, the holidays are over, so let's go somewhere warm. But they had some honest questions like, how do you book it? Do you go direct or through a travel agent? What about travel insurance? How do you pick out an excursion? So real quick, drop a like for this video. It'll help get the word out to more people. And leave me a comment down below. Let's use a little image of a palm tree or that smiley face wearing the sunglasses if you like travel videos like this. All right, step number one for me is always deciding which cruise line to go through. And the exact same thing would apply if you're looking to book like an all-inclusive trip, or if you're looking to say plan something big like a honeymoon, you know, which hotel are you gonna stay at for an extended amount of time? So in my opinion, the best thing to do is to go straight to the source. Book directly with the cruise line, book directly with the all-inclusive. Of course, back in the day, you used to be able to type in like cheapo cruises or fly for free flights. All of that is simply going to redirect you to some sort of third party. You're going to kind of get lost in the system. For example, in this household, we love cruising on Celebrity. And that cruise ship is one of Royal Caribbean's sort of luxury brands. And what I mean by that is there's usually two types of cruise ships with a cruise line. You're gonna find they're gonna have more of like a family orientated, like cruise ship, you know, water slides, you know, things like that. And then there might be one that's a little bit more upscale. Think more like couples, honeymooners, maybe people who are retired and just looking to see the world. Now, I have to warn you and give you a tip that all the deals and promotions you're going to see on the main website are always gonna be kind of super confusing and a little complicated. So don't worry too much about that until you click through and get to the end screen. Because really, they're going to show you one price and it might be per person and you're thinking that it is for the entire trip. Then again, they might offer like a package and all your drinks are included, but then you realize there's a premium or a plus package where not all the drinks were included. You got to pay a little extra for all that. So honestly, just take a deep breath and decide if you want like an inside stateroom, a room that has like a balcony. You know, if you're looking for something, if it's an all-inclusive, do you want to stay right on the beach? Does it not really matter? Once you pick the actual room, click ahead and see what that final price is. Now, before we move on to my second tip, I will say that when booking directly with the hotel or the cruise line, you have the ability to actually call them up and talk to a real person. That's going to be the absolute best perk that you could get in planning a trip like this. Trust me when I say, when you start to involve kids and you start to involve other family members, or you have questions about, you know, specific activities, shows, excursions, there's going to be a person available on the line ready to talk to you, not 24/7, but pretty close to 24/7, and help guide you through all the planning so that you could have an amazing stay. Now, my second tip would be to consider cruise or travel insurance. And this is actually gonna apply to the entire trip, not just like the destination, not just the flights. Now, my secret tip is that some of the travel credit cards are going to offer travel insurance. We're talking about trip cancellation. We're talking about trip interruption if they lose your bags. And so one of my favorite cards, I'll put it right here, is the Chase Sapphire Preferred. The reason I'm bringing that one up is it has all the travel insurances and coverages when you use that card to book, and it only has a $95 annual fee. I mentioned we're taking a cruise in a couple of weeks, and one of the tickets, I think it was for the adults, had travel insurance booked for some reason, not the other passengers, and I went ahead and canceled it, and it was nearly $300 just for that one trip. So if you realize that you could get a travel credit card like the Chase Sapphire Preferred, there's also a reserve version that I actually like a little bit better because it gives you some more perks, but we can get into that more later. In fact, I'll leave a link right here to some of the best travel credit cards that are going to give you all the travel insurance and perks if you're interested. Now, that's not to say that you can't go ahead and tack on that travel insurance, especially if you're worried about getting sick or having to cancel it. But if it's already included simply by having a credit card with a low annual fee, then you don't need to book secondary insurance. Just kind of a trick for the trade to keep in mind. Now, one of my final tips is going to be to explore the Southwest Companion Pass. For better or worse, I wrote an ebook. It's free. Go ahead, I'll leave a link down below in the description to this ebook that teaches you step by step how to get the most valuable travel perk out there right now. And nothing beats being able to buy a flight and essentially be able to bring one other person with you for free for up to 2 years. So you heard that right. The Southwest Airlines Companion Pass is a travel perk that allows you to get buy one, get one free flights for up to 24 months. Now, there's a strategy to getting it, to timing it to maximize those 24 months. So again, I'll leave a link down below in the description. If you're looking to take more than one trip, for example, if my parents really like this cruise and they want to book another one in the future, they're retired, having something like the Southwest Companion Pass is going to allow them to use points to book those flights, to bring each other for free, minus some small taxes and fees, maybe a couple of bucks here or there. Also, you can utilize some of the other travel perks from that Sapphire Reserve or Preferred card to get into the airport lounge, to skip the lines, and to have that sense of security if anything ever happens with the weather or a change flight, that you can find a way to, you know, kind of make do in the meantime, and you're not paying out of pocket for things that are non-refundable. Quick break from the show to talk about travel. That's right. Everyone's asking me if we have any trips planned, and I always reply yes, because my family has buy one, get one free flights with Southwest Airlines. It's no secret, but not too long ago, I wrote an ebook on how to earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass. This gets you and a companion the ability to fly on Southwest Airlines for up to 2 years with buy one, get one free flights. As always, I'm sharing this with you, my loyal podcast listeners, 100% for free. So check out the link in the show notes to download a free copy of the ebook and learn how to travel the world using points and miles today. Over the past year, I've helped thousands of businesses get back millions of dollars because of a federal program called the Employee Retention Credit, ERC. Now it's your turn. I need your help to spread the word to other business owners you know and in your community. That's right, Forbes.com estimates that over 80% of business owners are good candidates for ERC, but still did not know about this program. Well, the good folks at the ERC Specialists have an affiliate program. By signing up, you can help educate other business owners about the Employee Retention Credit, help them get this life-changing money, and earn yourself a commission. It's win-win for all of us. If you're interested in helping, then check out my link in the show notes to sign up. All right, now back to the show. All right, let's zoom out, big picture, key takeaways. If you're looking to book the type of trip where you're going to one destination, maybe it's an all-inclusive, maybe it's like a honeymoon where you're going to like Europe for a week, perhaps it is a cruise where you get on a ship at a port and then you return a week, 10, 12 days later, then I encourage you to take some tips that I've just provided don't go Google searching for like the best deal out there. If you want to like old school use your aunt or cousin as a travel agent, then that's fine. But in reality, my suggestion is to go straight to the source and book directly with the hotel, book directly with the website. That way you can call the actual place, the actual people that are going to be taking care of you, ask them all the questions and have them help you plan your trip. Also, don't forget there's a variety of credit cards with built-in insurance. Most people don't like paying any sort of annual fee. They're completely against it. But if you take something like the Chase Sapphire Preferred and a personal Southwest card and a business Southwest card, and I go into all of this in that free ebook, so I'll leave a link down below in the description, those three cards can get you buy one, get one free flights for 2 years, airport lounge access, and insurances in case anything ever went wrong. And you're probably paying somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 to $400 in annual fees, which if you remember, I booked one cruise and they were going to charge us close to $300 just for cruise insurance. That's not buy one, get one free flights. That's not airport lounge access. So again, I'll leave a link down below in the description to some of the best travel credit cards that I like. Feel free to check them out and learn more. All right, my website is full of other fun resources, travel tips, travel hacks. I love talking about this, this kind of content, and I haven't been able to do it in a little while, so I'm really glad that I'm taking a trip and my parents are taking a trip also. Don't forget to leave me a comment down below. Just let me know that you made it to the end of this video. And if you're new to the channel, please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right, as always, I'm Rich, and until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you liked the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.